This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Danny Hughes of the Chiefs Radio Network. He also played wide receiver in the NFL. The Chiefs just traded for a wide receiver. Dana, happy to have you join us. You know it's big when you come on the show. You usually don't come on the show.
Well, that's because you don't invite me, man. See, that's now all everything's coming out. You get a wide receiver in via trade, and now all of a sudden you remember my phone number. So you big time.
We're happy to be joined by Dana Hughes. All right, Dana, let's just start with this. This is my first question before we get your thoughts. How difficult is it to join a new room, new city, new playbook, new everything in the middle of the season and have success? We've seen guys do it before. Odell Beckham did it a couple of years ago with the Rams. Amari Cooper just had four catches for 66 yards and a touchdown on Sunday. How difficult is it to do what the Chiefs are about to ask DeAndre Hopkins to do?
I think the way you phrased that question and the last part of it is the most important part of it. And the way the Chiefs want to use him is key. It is difficult to you're going from Spanish to French, and you're expected to know the entire language. But with the Chiefs, you won't need that. They will have a spoon-fed opportunity for you to be successful in this offense, to get acclimated with all the terminology. And Carrington, the biggest part is to get in the graces or good graces or confident graces of Patrick Mahomes. I think, we've seen, even watching what you saw from Amari Cooper this past weekend, there was one play where he had to look outside to Keon Coleman for the play. That's something that happens, that's real. But if you have the trust of the quarterback, and you know at least where he knows where you're going to be, then that's a huge hurdle in itself. So the language is different, especially for a guy that's been around the league for a long period of time, and the intricacies of this offense with the motions and shifts will be different for DeAndre Hopkins. But I feel like Andy Reid, Matt Nagy, they've been down this road before, where whether it was Rashee Rice as a rookie, whether it was getting Juju Smith-Schuster back and Mecole Hardman back and Kadarius Toney, whatever it's been, it never seemed like there was information overload to that asset on offense, to that wide receiver, and I don't expect that to start here.
Not to get super in-depth when it comes to football and breaking it down, but I actually think that's going to be the biggest challenge for Hopkins based on what he's done the last couple of years. Is I saw a stat that said that he only had five times over the course of this season has he gone in motion. The Chiefs last year, 44 of their catches went to a receiver that went in motion. Mm-hmm. Like, in terms of how their offenses function, it is going to be drastically different than what he's been. I also think that's going to free him up and find open spaces that he didn't always have in Tennessee.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's a difference. I mean, you think about the Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison days where Marvin Harrison lined up on one side of the field, and he didn't go in motion, didn't move, and you knew exactly where he was, and they had some different interaction, different communication, and they made it work to the tune of Super Bowls and Hall of Fame careers. It's different. And the Chiefs, that's what we bring to the table. When I'm calling the game from the booth, It's amazing to me how many times, and I challenge you and a lot of the fans that are listening, look at how many times the Chiefs break the huddle with 15 seconds or more left on the play clock. Part of the reason why they do that is so that Patrick Mahomes can maneuver guys, can set up those shifts and motions so that he can get a tell by what the defense is doing and then make the play according to what the defense has given him. It hasn't necessarily been as efficient this year as we've seen it in the past, but that's the way this offense works. So the key component of that is, okay, when DeAndre comes, what aspect are they going to ask of him? Will he be just the guy that's lining up on one side and everyone else be required to handle the motions and shifts until he becomes comfortable with it? Or will he be inserted in a way where he'll have 10, 20 plays that here's what you do, here's what's going on, Patrick, if at all possible, don't audible to anything, don't make anything confusing, let's just utilize him until he gets in the flow of it. I think the key, the other component is that we just had the bye week. And I think that's a spin that doesn't necessarily help this circumstance, because had we had a late season bye, then at least you could feel comfortable in knowing that there was a free week coming up where somebody like Hopkins can get reacclimated or get more acclimated to the communication and the language, but that's not the case. So he's going to have to hit the ground running, and I don't expect him to be a 50-play guy. He's going to have probably 10, 20 plays on offense and to try to simplify things until he gets up to speed.
Right now, we're joined by Danny Hughes of the Chiefs Radio Network, getting his thoughts on the trade that sends DeAndre Hopkins to Kansas City. I was a little bit surprised by this move, by this aspect. This is unlike any receiver that they've brought in during this Brett Veach era. They usually like the 6'1", 185, blistering fast receiver. I don't think they've ever had a guy like this. Like, you can argue Sammy Watkins in a lot of ways, but he's not the kind of receiver that DeAndre Hopkins is. They've never had the 6'3", physical, big catch, kind of contested catch wide receiver. This is very, very different than the wide receivers they usually bring in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I would say this. If you had to get someone to specifically replace Rashee Rice based on what he was bringing to the table and his skill set, et cetera, you can make an argument that DeAndre Hopkins is pretty darn close. Outside of that, the one pass against Cam Taylor-Britt and the Bengals where Rashee Rice just went right past him down the sideline, we very, very rarely had seen him work outside the numbers in the conventional route tree. He was a crossing route guy, slant routes, possession guy with speed after the catch and physicality. That's kind of what you're getting with DeAndre Hopkins. He's a guy that is going to find openings in the defense, sure-handed, he's going to catch the ball. He can be dangerous after the catch, but mainly he's going to be a big body guy that if you put him in space and get him the ball quickly, he can be an asset to the offense. So I feel like, yeah, if you were asking him to replace a Xavier Worthy type of role in this offense, it might be different. But if you think about what Rashee Rice has been, I feel like DeAndre Hopkins can kind of fit that mold.
Yeah, that's where I think he's going to be utilized, where when you think about the kind of routes that they had Rashee Rice running, it was kind of more of that underneath drag routes like you're talking about.
Yep.
That's where I think he's going to be a pretty good fit for this team and for a team that has just struggled with wide receivers and hands and reliability. One player I know who's not dropping the ball, it's DeAndre Hopkins. He might have the best hands in the league, and the guy's been in the league since 2013.
Yeah. Definitely a guy that is very dependable, and catching the ball is key. Now, here's the other little trick about this is Patrick Mahomes is not your conventional guy that drops back, plants his right foot, and throws on schedule. There's a lot of improv. He likes to stretch out the plays. It's key that the wide receivers and tight ends and even running backs are on the same page with him. You know his movements. When he's moving across the field, where do you move to stay in his vision? When do you move away from him and expect him to throw the ball across his body like we've seen on many occasions? That takes some time. So DeAndre Hopkins has been a part, like, this is not Will Levis. Like, he's not going out there with Mason Rudolph. Maybe it's comparable to what he had with Deshaun Watson early in Deshaun Watson's career. But for the most part, the improv is going to take a little time for these guys to get on the same page with Patrick Mahomes and what he does when he maneuvers outside the pocket. So that's a component that time will tell. But I think for the immediate circumstance that we're in, and I feel like, as you mentioned, this is not necessarily a role or a dynamic that we've seen from the Chiefs in the past. Well, we haven't necessarily seen the Chiefs lose their top three receivers as well. So there's desperate times, maybe a little bit of desperate measures here, but going after him, only having to give up a fourth round pick, I think it makes sense when you're standing at 6-0 and you don't know if Rashee Rice is going to make it back, when Hollywood Brown will be available, and then now Juju Smith-Schuster with the hamstring. It makes more sense by going out and getting somebody that can fit right in.
If I had to give this move a grade, I'd give it around a B+. From the player acquisition standpoint, I love it. I love the cost. I love the fact that Tennessee is eating half of the contract. It makes a lot of sense for me. I do have questions about his health and the player that he's been over the course of the last 4 years, but the Chiefs just needed a wide receiver. And if you were going to tell me that they spent a pick that was outside of the top 125 and they got a guy like this, this is a very smart sort of gamble if you were the Kansas City Chiefs. If you had to give a grade for this move, what grade would you give?
So hold on. How do you say all that after you give a D+? Like, I've been out of school for a long
B+.
Time.
B+, not a D.
Oh, I thought, okay, I thought you said D, like Danon. All right, B+. Okay, I agree with that. I would definitely say the same thing. A B+ at this time, based on the availability, based on what you had to give up for him, the dependability of that type of pick, I think it's a B+ as well. It's a smart move. Now, if Juju was healthy, maybe you would wonder. But if you got – and this is the thing – we are a Super Bowl caliber team. We are a team that's looking for a third straight Super Bowl win, and the time is now. And we're 6-0. And you don't want to falter towards the end of the season, because you got to think about it from this perspective as well, Carrington. What if another guy goes down? Where would you be at that point? You might be more desperate. You might have to spend more capital to get somebody at the caliber of DeAndre Hopkins, and without the bye week coming up, you'd be more pressed in trying to get somebody to plug and play quickly with a bulk of the offense on their shoulders. Right now, you can kind of bring him along. I think it's a smart move. I really like it. I'm excited to see how he can impact this offense from just a professional standpoint, and then impact the other younger receivers. Who knows? There could be a boost across the board.
Danon, if you had to guess, are they done, in your opinion?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, Nico Remigio, Justin Ross, those guys on the practice squad, they signed Powell back to practice squad. You know what you're kind of getting with them. So if you get into a situation where the receiving core is depleted even more, then you got some troubles, you got some questions. And to me, I would not be surprised, Carrington, if they went out and got someone else. I think in this circumstance, when you are kind of ahead of the pack in regards to positioning as number one seed and what we're trying to accomplish this season, I think the door is always open. The sale is not over, I guess. We're still going to be shopping to make things happen.
That is Danon Hughes joining us on the show today. He is with the Chiefs Radio Network. You can hear him on the call as the Chiefs go to Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. Danon, man, happy to have you on the show. You know what? Let's do this again.
All right, man. Shoot, you know my number. You've had it for all these years. Don't act like you just found it, like the yellow pages or something. You had to get it.
That is our guy, Danon, joining us on the show today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.